Shir Nun Zion in the Psachim by the Rosh Hashanah continued to Zion Yer Hitov Shem Mem Vav, May 25th, 1986, on Sunday continued.
So the question is, if he's Mikhaim the mitzvah of Achilas Matzeh with the Achille of the first evil, so why does the Braise say Aval Kishetov v'chazeres mitzvah lo v'lifonov matzo v'chazeres? Rabbi Yezi says that. So the Ramban says v'di'evedo. That's v'di'eved. In other words, v'hochekom Aval Kishetov v'tibulishin v'shoy rokis Elo tov v'chazeres shaloi v'mischav Shalohoyo daite, elokimitabe vishol yirokeis, filo ipire choleo elobeire. Lepire choleo elobeire priadomo, di mitzvo lehobi lifono, matzo vechazere, sichareise. So in other words, it's true that Rabbi Yisi holds mitzvahs riches kavone. That's why Rabbi Yisi says that even though he already ate the chazeres, so he ate chazeres and he ate the kazayis of the chazeres, but still it's a mitzvah to bring for him the chazeres again after the achilas matzo in order to mikayim the mitzvah of achilas morer. But why wasn't he Mikayim with the first Achille? The answer is Rabbi Yisi has reference to a case where at the time of the first Achille he was not mischavin to be Mikayim the mitzvah of Achilas Morer. He has reference to the case, Rabbi Yisi has reference to the case where the Achille of the first Tibul, so he only made the bracha of Bere Pri Adomo. So that showed that he didn't intend to be Mikayim the mitzvah of Achilas Morer. Because had he intended to be Mikayim the mitzvah of Achilas Morer, so together with the bracha of Bere Pri Adomo, he should have recited another bracha of Achilas Morer. He didn't recite another bracha. So what is the proof? That he did not intend to be Mikayim the mitzvah of Morer. So Mele Mitzvah Skavone, so Rabbi Yisi says that He was not Yeitzeh, so he's mechuyev to eat chazeres again. And Reprizde agrees with Rish Lakish that mitzvahs tzriches kavone. But Rish Lakish himself only says that he's not the kind of mitzvah if he's not mischavin at the time of the first Achille. But if he is Mischavin, then Rish Lakish is also made that he is Mikayim. Now, since Hafrizde says he has to say the bracha of the first Achille, not only Bere Pri Adomo, but Al Achilas Morer as well, so that means he is Mischavin. He is Mischavin to be Mikayim the mitzvah of Morer. If he is Mischavin to be Mikayim the mitzvah of Morer, so he's Yeitzeh with the first Achille. And the second Achille, according to Rav Chisde, is only Mishmakel the Nekes. So that's the Machlekes between Tesis and Ramban. According both Tesis and Ramban, agree that Rav Chisde agrees with Rish Lakish that mitzvah sechiras kavone. But Tosfos says Rav Chisde agrees with Rish Lakish and he's not mikayim the mitzvah of Moria with the first Achille. And still he says the broche of Achilas Moria before the first Achille, even though he's not mikayim. And the Ramban says that that refries the egwiz of the shlokish, but he is mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvah of Noah, the first achille. That's why he says lachilas Noah. But if he wouldn't be mekayim, if he wouldn't be mechaven, so then he couldn't say the broch lachilas Noah. It would be broch levatole. So, he'll get home in Tanya for Pishotov, Hazares, Mitzvah, for Nats, Hazares, with the Evidu, for a comma, after Pishotov, the Kudishim Shoy Rockies, or the Tom Hazares, showing the Scham, showing the Dike, and the Tap Shoy Rockies, to the Bire Haleo, that's what Rabies he says, to the Bire Haleo, Bire Priadomo, the Mitzvah, for Nats, Hazares, the Harry says, Avo Kishinoaki, the Bire Hafriste, in the Mitzvah. If he was naked like Hafrin, that means he already made a broch l'achilas Moir, the first achille. So he was mechaven, so he's mechaven the mitzvah. So then, it's no mitzvah to bring chazeres. Then it's only a mitzvah, a slight mitzvah, because of a kira that is naked, but not a real mitzvah. אלא כמו שאומר רבינו זל, כדי שיהיו את הנקס וישאלו, אבל רשלוקיש כרבונה ספירה לי, והיינה, אין דאו רשלוקיש כרבונה ספירה לי, והיין לי כל מה זה איסי מערס מיטס, כרס כבונה, כלי מה שלפי חוק הוא יוכל, הוא איתה בלתחילו בחזרס, ושל ליבור יכולה או בירי, ושל בור חלה או בירי, so here there is this to a safer. So Shalifichochui, according to Rav, so Shalifichochui Yochli Tavul Tchilo B'chazeres, V'shalun Livori Choleo Alachi Lasmorer, not Be'er Priadomo. As far as Be'er Priadomo is concerned, of course he's Livori at the first table. When is he Livori Be'er Priadomo? The first table, not the second table. So he says, V'shalun Livori Choleo Alachi Lasmorer here, of the table chain, so there's a mistake here. Shall we borrow Haleo Lachilas Moyer, not bear a priadomo, who we do shame me borrow Halachilas Moyer, the ACB, till Hatrile, Matis, Hakim, Rerim, El Mikadneli, Velif Neachile, shall we hider a sholly lace, Mishudis be a care, let in a case, the Saltaitok meets, Loyboy Cabone, in Kinokohino Mishastibulishin Yotso, even though he didn't say a broch of Lachilas Moyer. Wenn ihr auch lahmt im Ribor hat ihn scheni, für ihn sie auch so mit dem Rischen und Bier gehollt, lomo ue chäse und mit Tabel beim Acheres, wie ein Thema mich mit Neige ist. So ihr Tabel wie schon ihr auch ist Trilo, kede ich ihr jetzt in der Tibu scheni, schaach am Azo, wei kulo subjekt dies Rischlofisch Rabune, gam bezeh dir Rabbeinu zau nistayon, daf Rabune soba mitzvahs kabone, die Rab fiz de gufle as kal lach shi ot in khvos yaz in vol khlof el lach shi in rit khis me meno mashma di unam meyle ze misos kavone but because of that he says he shouldn't say broche so he should say broche on the first table because then so he'll be having to be mekayim the mitzvah of moreh and the meyle the achil of the second table will be mishum Hekira is naked, but then you ask, why does he? In other words, it's a question of two alternatives. Either you are mekayim the mitzvah of Moreh with the first achille, and you say alachilas Moreh with the first achille, so then you will be mekayim the kira the naked in the second achille, but then you neglect that hidu. Of eating matzah before Moreh, or you don't pay as Rafune says, you don't say broche lachilas Moreh the first achille. So the first achille you're not mechavim to be kind of mitzvah of Moreh. So the first achille is only mitzvah the kira that he makes, and then in the second achille. So you say lachilas Moreh and you're mekayim the mitzvah of Moreh, the kira mitzvah of Moreh. So then you are mekayim the hidu of eating matzah before Moreh. But then you have the non-hidu of making the broche of lachilas Moreh on a full stomach. So that's the machlekes. So in other words, what is more important? making the broche on an empty stomach and neglect the gdime of matzah before moreir, or making the broche on a full stomach and making the broche on a full stomach and not neglect the gdime of matzah before moreir. So that's the machlekes between Rabun and Rafid. The Rafun is always coming to Rafid. The Gufu Leat Kolach Yossi Chosya Zvola. Elach HaShemi Lekhis in Meno. Mashma Dionam Meidol Ezevim. These are the things. So there is a basic machlekes between Teisves and Ramban. According to Chasla Chafid, that Lachilas Moreh, he says on the first Achim. But according to Teisves, so even though he says Lachilas Moreh on the first Achille, but he's in kind of mitzvah more the second Achille, and according to the Ramban, he says Lachilas Moreh on the first Achille, because then he's in kind of mitzvah. And the Mechaber and the Gemara, they pass like this. What's the sheet, even though the sheet of the Ramban is much more mistaken? How can you say Lachilas Moreh when you're making mitzvah Moreh 3 hours or 4 hours later? All right, so that's a cash. But that's a cheating. And the Shofonor, the Mechaber, and the Lord, they just like it. Not like Yama. What is the shita of Rashi and the Rashban? Is it like Teisves or is it like the Rambam? So let's see. Rashi says, "In say ochil b'libroche that kuftes vobom dalem." The first line of Rashi. V'libseif ochil, I think we mentioned it last week. V'libseif ochil b'libroche mishum divinan treiti bulim. So can it accord with this shite? According to this verse, so it's not because of treiti bulim, which is only occurs in ages, but the reason as to why he has to eat at the end the second achille chazeres is not because of the care of the naked straight bull. That's a minor thing, the straight bull, but because of the mitzvah of Moreh. And Rashi says we should be in straight bull. So obviously Rashi sheet is like Rambam. According to Rafiz, the second tibul is because of Tveiti Bulim, not because of Moreh. Moreh was already kind of the first thing. Let's see. If the Rashbam, the Lipsei Poche, the Lipoche, Mishin Dibinon Tveiti Bulim. So again, the Rashbam is also like the Rambam. Not like this. So actually, this is Mishin Dibinon. But the Shkunot Paschal, even though Tveiti Bulim, all the other Shem, Machil, and Tveiti Bulim, they agree with the Rambam, but it's not possible for them. The Mishnah Berurah points that out. All right. Now let's see Rosh Hashanah again. Maslo Rafi Lachash Milik Reise Rafi Nami Yoni Shabbat Lai Shlofi Dibori Kavone Afa Tuchim Shabbat Im Yochim Bola Bitfu Sheni Kiri Shepo Milik Reise Di Shabbat Im Tzchiz Kavone Avu Mea Behed Im Yochim Dibori Vishin Bin Yivora Bitfu Sheni Avu Brok Lava Tole Veli Tzorek Lerafi Zlaad Dura Shoi Roke ומבורי כל רב חיזה בטיבור וישנו אחר הסמורר, אבל גם איקה מיצה סמורר, לא נופק אלו בטיבור שאין יחר מצו, מיילס הברוכה שפירה בטיבור ראשן, אבל גם איקה מיצה סמורר, לא נופק אלו בטיבור שאין. Why does this emphasize? איקה מיצה סמורר. איקה מיצה סמורר means there is an aspect of kiyum with the first achilletu. But the Ika, Mitzvah Smorer, he is Mikayim with the Tibushin. But it's not like that. It's not like that. In other words, if a priest agrees with the shloki that meets the tzaddik as kavone, and the first achille is not the chavit of the kindness, not the kindness there, even though it makes a bochel achilas morea, so he's not the kind the mitzvah of Mara, so it's a mitzvah tzaddik as kavone, so he was not the kind of the kind at all. It's not that he wasn't the kind the whole thing. He was not the kind inker. He wasn't the kind of the mitzvah, nothing. So why the stage is emphasized? Aber gab die kann ich es nur in Nordical mit dem Schengen. Ach, am Matze. Meeles hat, it's not a question of die kann ich es nur. He is, he was not the kind at all, just a kid that he made it. Meeles hat auch ein Schipir mit dem Rieschen, mit dem Schengen, in der Achashoch, und wenn er mir hat, mit dem Rieschen, mit dem Jahwe, Abir, Kashen, Ter, die Mivorech hat Kies, die Yeshive, ומיילס ברוכה לתקיעה שבעמידה שאיקה בינאצי סלסי לברוכה. So the question is, what's the shaykhah? What's the connection between the kashay there and the where you have tears in Yeshiva and you have tears in Amide? So Teis says, ומיילס ברוכה לתקיעה שבעמידה שאיקה בינאצי סלסי לברוכה. So first of all, even that in itself would be a tremendous, tremendous chiddush that the Iker Tkiyas is the Tkiyas the Amidah. Reise says in Rosh Hashanah from Galil of the Beit, Mitzvah B'teichin Yesem Namvoch Ketzer Shteayot B'yachas Teichin B'yachas Mivorchim Hilchim Limokim Shteichin Kim Hilchim Limokim Shmivorchim. In other words, there are two towns. In one town they blow the shofar, but they don't daven. Malki is a chemi is a shaitis. In another town, they dab Malki the chemi shaitis, but they don't blow. So a person, if he has to choose between going to this town or to that town, he should go to the town where they blow the shofar. And the Gemara says, Pshite hode reis hode rabonon. Ki a shaitar, even though there are no brachas, that's the reis. That's the right thing. And Broches, that's only the Rabbos, the Gemara says, the Chiddush is loosely from the Achor Gav, the whole Vada Ibrosot. Let's say there are two towns. Town number one and town number two. And in town number one, it's not a Vada that will hear the Shiva. Maybe he'll hear the Shiva. And maybe he won't even be able to hear the Shiva. In town number one. In town number two, so he's sure that he'll hear the brachas malchi and achim yishiv. He's sure, but he definitely will not hear the shofar. So I could say, the Pharisee didn't tell us, in Sopit Meitzin the Vadai, even though the Vadai is the Rabbon, and the Sopit is Mikim the Raisek, but still one is, he's sure to have the Kiyum Mitzvah the Rabbon, of hearing Malchi Ezechemias, of being Yitzin, Broches, of Pile, of Malchi Ezechemias, the Shefers. And Kies in town number one, maybe he'll be Yitzin, maybe he won't be Yitzin anything, but in town number two, he'll certainly be Yitzin, the Broches, Sokomash one, that if it's an alternative, if you have to choose between a Sofik, the Reise, and the Father is the Rabbonon. So you have to choose the Sofik Daraisi and neglect the Father is the Rabbonon. That's the Chiddush. But anyway, the Morris is the Chiddush. The Proches, that's only the Rabbonon. With Raisi, you can be eating at Kiyas, even if you're not also the Rabbonon. If you are going to say that with Raisi, you're not the kind of Yitzvah unless you hear the Kiyas and the Sida Abroches, so how can you decide to go to the town where they blow the sheep and not also the Abroches? Maybe. But he will not be the kind of the Raisi. He will not be the kind of the Raisi anyway. So true, of course, Broches and Dauchen certainly will not involve a king in the Raisi. But there will certainly have a Broches and a king the Rabbon. And here, it's a Sophic. Maybe he won't be the kind, definitely not be the kind of the Raisi. And maybe not even the Rabbon. So it's a Raim Freshes that the Raisi can be the kind. By hearing the tears, even if they're not also the Rabbonim. So how can Jesus say, the Mid Hava Birkashet and Borch at Kiel in Yeshide, when the others broke her with tears and Mamid Shei Nikia, be not as a care. That's not the care. The tears in Yeshide is the care, that's the right thing. And the tears are Mide, after you heard it, Yeshiva is only the Rabbonon. So why do you say that is Yeshiva? And then, the Chaznish is another kash. In other words, so let's say the Tisha Shiti is that the Tkiyas al Tzida Abroches, that's the, but then it's difficult from this price. But Chaznish is Sikashe, if the Tkiyas al Tzida Abroches is the Ikea, and that is the Raise, so how is it like this, it's asking Rabbi Abuye that we have to blow the shofar. We have to blow three times Tashrat, and three times Tashat, and three times Tarat. Why? Because Rabbi Abuye is of what is true. Whether true is what is Yerubayoy, what we call true. Or the Torah of the Torah is Gimuchegonech, like what we call Shvarim, or it is Gimuchegonech and Yerulei all together, what we call Shvarim Torah. And then, because the Torah mentions Shofar three times, twice in connection with Rosh Hashanah, and once in connection with the Eidl. So Mele, there is a field of hearing three times, by Rosh Hashanah and by Eivu, in Kippah Shmas Eivu. And there is a loche of Pshuto Iponeo, Pshuto Lacheo, three times, so we are mechuyer mid raise to blow tkiyo, but we don't know what the straw means, so maybe we have to blow three times kiyo shvorim tvoat kiyo, and then three times kiyo shvorim tkiyo, and three times kiyo tvoat kiyo. That's the tkiyo dishi, in order to be sure that we are kind of nice. But then the question is but then in the Amide, so we blow again. So there is a machlokes reshaim. What kiyas do we blow in the Amide? So there are several sheets. The sheet of the Reef and the Rambam means that we blow we blow in Malchus, we blow one set of Tashrat, and in Zechariah we blow one set of Tashrat, and in Shekhriyas we blow one set of Tarat. The Besir Yosef and the Tur, he accepts the Shita of the Rit and the Rambam, but whereas the Rit requires just one set of Tashrat in Malchus, one set of Tashrat in Zechariah, one set of Tarat in Shekhriyas, so the Besir Yosef says that in Malchus we should blow three sets of Tashrat, and in Zechariah you should blow three sets of Tashrat, and in Shekhriyas you should blow three sets of Tarat. And that's the Psak by the Machat. Then the Ramor, he passes like the Ramadan, that we blow one set of Tashrat in Malchus, one set of Tashrat in Zechariah, one set of Tashrat in Shekhriyas. Because then we'll have all the kilis of Sheita. Because when you blow from Tvor, so you have the sound of Shvorim, you have the sound of Tvor, you have the sound of Shvorim Tvor. So, but there's a Shiloh Vepsik, so after you blew in Yeshiva, you know, all the kilis without Vepsik, so here we don't mind that there is a Vepsik. So there are more pastors like Amitam. But our minhag, except the Alpinki, the German Jews, so they are made like the Ramon. But in Hochfuss Yisroel, in Ashkenazim, in Ashkenaz, is not known like the Psach of the Ramon, but like the Shita of the Or, that in Malchus, if we blow one set of Tashat, one set of Tashat, one set of Tarat, and in Zechemias we blow one set of Tashat, one set of Tashat, one set of Tarat, and in Shekhriyas we also blow one set of Tashat, one set of Tashat, one set of Tarat. So the Chazmish is the Kashi. Now, he assumed, the Chazmish assumes the thesis here in Psochim. So when he says, Midi Dehava Abu Tashifa, the glory, so that's the rice. But how could we say, that's the rice when it's the Gemara Mefereshes, that if there are two towns, and in one town there is a possibility that there will be a not also the prophets. And in the other town, it's Ivadai that they will hear prophets without kiss. So he has to neglect the Vadai of Broches without kiss. In other words, neglect the Vadai of Rabot in order to be Mikhaim Misotik in the Reise. But according to Tesles, he will not be Mikhaim to the Reise. The Vadai, so there is no Sotik. So anyway, but the Chazmish says that, but the Chazmish assumed in this Tesles, that this Tesles holds the Reise is Dafke, the Tkias of the Dabor. So then, the thesis is contrary to this Reise in Rosh Hashanah, that Lamedale. But here's another Kashi. If the Broches of the Tkias family is the Reise, so just as Rabbi Avue was Misake, you know, three Tashrats and three Tashats and three Tarats, because there was a topic whether the Torah of the Torah is looking on it really all the law, the combination of both together. So in Damide should also be Misakim, that in Malchus we should blow three Tashrat and three Tashat and three Tarat, and in Zechariah three Tashrat and three Tashat and three Tarat. And in Shemesh, of course, that would have been some ordeal, you know, to blow in Malchus at 30 kilos, and in Zechariah at 30 kilos, and in Shemesh at 30 kilos. So, as far as this Kashi is concerned, why Anti-Gloi, 30 Keles, Twitter Schratzen, Twitter Schratzen, Twitter Ratzen, Maukies, und in Zechelies, Twitter Schratzen, Twitter Schratzen, Twitter Ratzen, und in Schäfries, Twitter Schratzen, Twitter Schratzen, Twitter Ratzen, es kann sein, es war alles, es kann sein, that's no kashi, I think, because Rabbi Goyen himself says, because somebody inquired Rabbi Goyen, how could Rabbi Goyen have such a something? After all, Mr. Schaefer is not something that is done, you know, once, you know, in Itkof. It's done every year. So what do they do until Rabbi Goyen? I mean, you can never think Kashi about it. Comes to the Kashi, so all right. But anyway, he was asked about that. So Rabbi Goyen answered, it's not the problem here, because Midraise, so Yuchikon is a Kultur, and Yerule Yomil is a Kultur, and Yuchikon and Yerule Yomil is also a Kultur. Midraise. But there were Minogis Haluki, so certain Jewish communities, they blew a Yuchikon, what we call Shvon. Certain Jewish communities, they blow a Yerule Yomil, what we call Tor. In certain Jewish communities, they blow a combination of Nuchikon and Yerule Yomil together, what we call Shalom Tor. So in order to establish uniformity in Klal Yisrael, not that this Jewish community has that minhag and that this Jewish community has that minhag. So the Babuya was misaking that we should blow Tvita Shatz, and Tvita Shatz. Some mele, it wasn't necessary to blow in the Amide, also Tvita Shrat in every broche, Tvita Shrat, you're already, with everyone you're on the kind. But the question is, why, let's say, how can we say, let's say, how does the Rib say, Monta Shrat, and in Malchies, one set of Tashat in Zechemies, and one set of Tarat in Shefries. But Monefshech, if Al Sidra Brochers is the Reise, some melee you have to blow three sets, the Gemara says. So we could say, maybe Tasteless doesn't agree with the Sheet of the Reef. Maybe Tasteless doesn't agree with the Sheet of the Reef. Maybe Tasteless agrees with the Sheet of the Och, that in Malchias we have to blow one set of Tashrat, and one set of Tashat, and one set of Tarat, and in Zechemias we have to blow one set of Tashrat, one set of Tashat, and one set of Tarat, and in Shefries we have to blow one set of Tashrat, one set of Tashat, and one set of Tarat. So they will say, but maybe the right sound is genuchegonich. So how can we say by hearing Yerule? But Rabbi Goyen says that with rights it's all the same. Genuchegonich Yerule. So we could say that. And then even if Faithless agrees with the Sheet of the Reed, so there are some Rishenim who pass in like the Mandoma with the rights say, you are Yetzei when you blow just one set, but that wouldn't be good territory because Teisa Shita is not like that. The Aloch is not like Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, who says that the Reise, we are Yetzei even if we don't blow three sets. But this could be a good territory, the Teisa, agrees with the Sheet of the Och, and with Rabbi Goyen, that with the Reise, all the Kehles are the same, Nuchekonach Yuri all together. But the Kashi is, against Tasteless, how can you say that the Amide is the Iker when it's a price in Foreshes, that the Reise, you don't have to blow the Amide, only the Yeshiva, and you can neglect the Vadai Seder, the Vadai Broches, because of the possibility of hearing the Shofar Shalui also the Broches. So obviously, I'm kind of the Reise, even with the tears are not touching our bodies. So what this means is this, that there is a mitzvah kiyumis and blowing the shofar outside our hearts. But there is no Mr. Yudis blowing the shofar outside our hearts. That's only a Yudis in the Rabbon. So that's why Taisa says, Mide the Habad of the Sheikh and Gorah Kirish, he knows Gorah with Kirish, and Mide, she nicha. Because the Kirish that Mide will constitute a mitzvah na mufram in the Reise, it will involve the mitzvah kiyumis of our Siddur Adorahs also. Not that there is a mitzvah kiyumis. Alright, but anyway, but it doesn't answer the card, the connection, what's the connection between Mori and the Tetuit. Sorry, it's already late anyway. So that we'll discuss tomorrow, and you should go over the whole Gemara, after tomorrow, alright, you should go over the Gemara up to mostly location, and you should look up the Baramoyer and the Rabban, and the Gemara of Hila, the Tanya Ombo of Hawhila, Shulkir and Basahas Hila. So you should look up the Balamoyan and Rambalchamis. Very important. Okay.
Shir Nun Chesim Psachim by the Rosh Hashiva Yud Zayin Iyar Hitov Shem Mem Vav May 27, 1986, and it's Monday.
But he is becoming the mitzvah of Morey with Achil of the Tibur Shemis. So if he is becoming the mitzvah of Morey with the Tibur of Tibur Shemis, so that means that when he says the Baruch of Achil of Morey, so that time he is not becoming the mitzvah of Morey anyway. So it's a Baruch of Achil. It's like someone making the broche and then do the mitzvah 3 hours later. And Jesus washing is Avogab the Ika mitzvah smora with nothing else with the Bushemi, Ahamate, the Elis of broche should clear with the Bushemi, with the Bushemi, the Acha Shorokal Menu Miat, with the Bushemi. Needed other Bushemi. So he says, Afogab the Ikam is more in Africa with the Bushemi. Ikam is more, so there is a taskil with the Bushemi also. Now, what is the Bushemi according to the case? There's a care of his name. What means care of his name? Yes, the Inshallah's name. So I will discuss it. What means? The Inshallah's name. So, there's an AK's will ask. They do ask. Manishtana, Zenikol, Alilis. שבכל הלילה ישראל מגיעים אפילו פעם אחוז. הלילה הזה שתי פעמים. So what is the purpose of שתי פעמים? כי שאל את נקס. But we don't say as an answer to the נקס. No, you should ask. What is the answer that is given to the נקס? הבודי מגינו. So, I mean, how is that the answer of הבודי מגינו consistent with the Gemara of Kishisha what נקס? The answer is, Gishalat and Ikes means, of course, the Ika Tam is why we are Magdal Shteipo Amin, is to show Chelos. Because a slave is not Magdal, but a Ben Chelin, it's Chelos like to eat out the Tibur. Eat out the Tibur. But why is there after all, the other mitzvahs of showing chayos are the cases in the same day. So, why do the chachamim have to be misake shnei tibuim? We already demonstrate chayos by drinking other cases, by being naseh. The answer is, kishlish lat nekes. Now, I would like to know, suppose he doesn't have a child. Doesn't have a child. So he doesn't have to make the shmini tibuim. He still has to make the shmini. Is there a Rambam here or a Chametz Matzah? No. So, the Rambam says in Perek Zayin, which has come to Magid, Halacha Yud, Ditzorich la'asim shinu b'layla hazeh, kidei shiiru habonim v'yishal, v'yemru man shana layla hazeh l'kola ha'ilis, ashi yoshik lehem v'yem lehem, kach v'kach ira, kach v'kach hoi. About a meal. So the answer is, whatever the Rambam says, you have to make a shinu, make it bully, in order to allow the kriyasit of the children, and then when the kriyasit is allowed, so we are not satisfied with that. So we say avodim meyino kach v'kach ira. So that means avodim meyino. That's why you make pity bulim avodim meyino. So you have to demonstrate chayos, and it's chayos like to eat out of the table. Someone who's not in the chayos doesn't eat out of the table once, but we have mechir. So the real reason is avodim meyino. That's the answer. But why do we have to allow the yasid of the children? Because the ikar mitzvah of the galuton dincho of shifo yitzias mitzrayim is full questions and answers. As a matter of fact, I heard from my father in the name of Rakhayim, there is a mitzvah of shifo yitzias mitzrayim every day. So here is a yim azeh asher yitzosim mitzrayim or matizkes yitzisho me'al mitzrayim. So there are differences. The mitzvah of kolashon of being zeicher yitzias mitzrayim is only to make a schira, to make reference, not to talk about it in detail. Mashein kei pesach night, it's not enough just to mention yitzias mitzrayim. But we have to discuss it in detail. Master the news, the time is far, what do I know by Seino, the Trinity, the Lumoy of the Seino, Shibut Anepesh, and Shibut Aguf, and Chirus Anepesh, and Chirus Aguf, and Koshla Mashish Bolin with Pesach Yos Pribose. It's a mitzvah to discuss it in detail, not just to make reference. Kolashono is only a mitzvah to make reference, that's all. Then there's another big difference between mitzvah of Sphere, Sphere, and Tzayim, Kavashara. And the mitzvah of Sipo Yitzes and Tzayim, Pesach night, because Sipo Yitzes and Tzayim is for questions and answers. For questions and answers. In the right is for questions. And this is mentioned in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud, "Tzorich la'asim shiur b'layla hazeh, kidei shiiru habonim yishalu, v'yemru ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol ha'ilis, ad sheyoshik lehem v'yemru lehem, kach v'kach ira, kach v'kach hoi. V'cheitzad mishale, michalik lehem, klius v'gezin, v'yitzim ha'shulchan lifneihem, kidei shiiru, doesn't spell out Shnei Bullim, but he mentions other things to allow the curiosity of the natives. Ailey Ben, suppose he has no children, no teriges. So Yishti Shal. Ailey Yisha, suppose he's not married, he has no children. So, Shalim Zeze, but they are friends who have to say that together. So they have to each get another. But in Hoyo Kuno Kachomi, Hoyo Levade, suppose he celebrates the Seder by himself, he still has this. Sheya La'atzmi, Manish Tana Lailaze. Manish Tana Lailaze. In other words, the mitzvah of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim is expressive of the didactic motive. In other words, if you want to accomplish, to teach, so you have to teach in the form of questions and answers. Didactic, so in other words, so even when you have to tell yourself, we are all from the clear to tell yourself in the form of questions and answers. Man shana lazen, call it. I'm asking myself, and then I give the tennis to myself. So in other words, I am the Rebbe and I am the Talmud. I am my own Rebbe and I am my own Talmud.
So
that's the mitzvah der Reise. That's the mitzvah der Reise. Of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, Shiel Atman Shalom says, I ask you, if you should issue at an ages, and suppose the Amal to the ages, he doesn't have to make the bullying? No, no one will say anything like that. Because it's primarily, you know, to avoid the curiosity of the Tzimekes, so that he'll ask questions, and then I will be able to tell the children about Yetzias Mitzrayim in the form of tell myself, tell the wife, tell my friends, tell myself in the form of questions and answers. Form of questions and answers. So, but what is the purpose of the Shkete Gulim? To show chaos, demonstrate chaos. And we have to do it in such a way that the others will also see the chaos. And the Rambam says, So the halacha of the chilus, which the chiyuv of the avodah, he says that, and then he says, "The halacha derech b'noshim b'noshim chayvishim v'ayla zeh avoki shalayim." Also, because of the chodeh of the chayvim of the zatzmei, to demonstrate chilus. So that's a chiyuv of the avodah, but it's based upon the derayse of showing chaos, giving it away, and not only giving it away, of showing chaos, act like in a chair, to a seder, to see as other cases, to see the bullying, and so on. And we have to do it in such a way that it will be done in response to the questions of the children. Or the grown-ups, or my own question, if he doesn't have any value with it. But primarily, it's a mitzvah of showing chaos. It's a mitzvah of showing chaos. Now, I mentioned several times the Ramban Mohammed's book and the Rami chapter. I'm really in the Kosh Lama Shedibon, really in Pesach, the Yeshu of the Bosset, really in Pesach Matsu More. So, the fluid means that I'm a real means the Yotso in the Hebosset, the mitzvah of sequences inside. But the Ramban says Mohammed, so Yotsu the Chavosei, he was not the kind of Mishreimus, the mitzvah of Matzeh, the mitzvah of Moreh. So, unless he explains the reason, because, so Matzeh, alright, he's a chalitir, he's commemorating of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Moreh is commemorating of the Shibut Mitzrayim, not of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. The answer is, in order to show chaos, we have to remember the Shibut. V'al dovo ze, tziva akumish boruch b'teiro b'nizorchal toki ebed b'niso, kareina kareato b'atzmo kore niso ebed b'nizor shor achelos b'niso. So by remembering the Shibut, we demonstrate chelos. We don't demonstrate chelos by suppressing the Shibut, but that's by recapitulating the Shibut. And when we eat Moreya, so besides the mitzvah of Moreya, our Matis Umreyan Yahu, he is also in Kai the mitzvah of demonstrating chaos. by remembering the Shibut Mitzrayim. Valdova Zetzvah could be bought with the others. So if he eats Moreya, he eats Matis, and he eats Pesach, but he doesn't couple these achilles with the explanation Now we say Pesach Shalem, we say Meir Chumash Matzah Zom Shkai. And if he doesn't say Matzah Zom Shkai, and Moya Zom Shkai, so there is a Yudhi in the Kima Mitzvah. Not in the Kima Mitzvah of Berat HaMatzis, but in the Kima Mitzvah of demonstrating Chayos. And so by eating Matzah, by eating Moya, we demonstrate Chayos. Demonstrate Chayos. And that's the Hidoye. That's the, because the Chodei of Adei Chayvodom La Uriya says, Allah Haris is actually. In whom we are, Ahatz Miyot Zahatam Shik Yitzchayim, Shenema Vinson Mohitzi, Vaudom Ode Tzidak Rikov, the Tzidak Rikov, the Tzidak Rikov, the Tzidak Rikov, why does the Rambam mention the Chalk of Yisro? Because, like this, we would say, you only have to demonstrate feelings by remembering the Yitzir Mitzrayim, like the Matzah. But remembering the Shibud of Mitzrayim, that has nothing to do with the demonstration of Chayos. So he mentions now that the Shira of the Shibud is an integral part of celebrating the Chayos. You can't celebrate the Chayos by forgetting and suppressing the Shibud Mitzrayim. We always have to remember, these are hard to get the Yitzir Mitzrayim. Otherwise, you're not, you're a slave. If you try to forget the Shibud Mitzrayim, so you are a spiritual slave. You are a spiritual Bechirin Dabke if you constantly remember the Shibud Mitzrayim. So Mele, if he doesn't say more, there is a diminution in the mitzvah of the Yehudoye and the demonstration of Chayim. Demonstration of Chayos. So maybe that means that so Kesa Shite means, of course, Chad's faith, that the Shnei Kibulim, the first Achilles, that is only Shemakiya the naked, but he had the naked body, he had the naked just to allow the curiosity of the children. It means to allow questions by the children so that the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim will be in the form of a response to a question, not in the form of an affirmative declaration, Avodah Medina. No, that the declaration of Avodah Medina has to be in response to a question. That's the mitzvah deraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the didactic motive of the Avodah. In other words, it's in the form of questions and answers. So, the child has to ask, and the father answers. Or, if he has no children, he has no wife, he has no friend, in the Seder, he's all by himself. So, he asks and he answers. He is the teacher, he is the rebbe, and he is the Talmud. That's the chiyuv deraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And, so, primarily, the tibur rishen, the achila of the tibur rishen, involves the kiyuv of showing chaos, and the achila of the tibur sheni, of course, is the mitzvah of a matzah and reyon yahuri, but it also has an aspect of showing chaos, of zachar to gather the yisra, the other yisra. So mele, mid rabbonon, that kiyum of showing chaos, which is inherent in the second Achille, because Kol Shal Yoma Shoshit Bo Meilu, the Pesach Yotzeg Yechavosim, and the Ramban says in the Ramban is Mohen. It means there is a diminution in the Kiyum of Achille Asmoe. What kind of diminution is there? There is a diminution in the Kiyum of demonstrating Chayos, of Pirsum Nise, without mentioning the time of Achilas Moya. Some Mele, that means that there is a common denominator with the Rabbon. There is a common denominator between the Achille of the Tiburishim and the Achille of the Tibushim, not in respect to the Kiyum of Almatzis and Rehom Yachlu. The Kiyum of Almatzis and Rehom Yachlu, so that consists only in the field of the Bindu, not in the field of the Bindu. But the other team, of course, Yomash is involved with Pesach, of Pesach Nisei, of Pesach Nisei, that begins with the Rabbanon, with the field of the Bindu. And when is it done with the Isaac, when is it fulfilled with the field of the Bindu? Some melee, we can see the Blochhead before the Achil of Israel. Now, the only difficulty with this is, this lady, the Blochhead, had been that when he meets the Kalas, the Tibodish, he has to eat the Cholapochasik as eyes. So then we can understand it better. Whereas, that he already begins the kiyum of Pesul Nisei with the Achille of the Tidolish. But if we say that the Kalfas get on the Tunitika Ikazayas, we can eat less Nikazayas, or perhaps Dachke less Nikazayas. So then it's a little more difficult. In other words, so you don't, there is no Achille. How do you meet the Bochel of Achilles now? When there is no human today, we need less Nikazayas. So, it's not a fact that we're not looking for it. The horse says that Kalpas, you need a Kalpas, you need less Nikazayas. First of all, you don't have to eat Nikazayas. That's number one. And then the horse says it's better to eat less Nikazayas. Why is it like that? Because if you eat Nikazayas, so then you involve yourself in something. Maybe you have to meet the Bochel Achille. But yes, maybe not. So, the Rosh says that you should eat less Nekazayis. Because if you eat Nekazayis, so there is a possibility you have to say Bochel Achille. But, not sure. Maybe you don't have to meet the Bochel Achille. Because you are going to eat more air the second time after the fight. And if we say that the Hagodah is no Hepsek, so, and we stosh to use that the Hagodah is no Hepsek. When we eat the more the second time, we don't need to walk up the prayer. We only need a Bochel of Achilles Morah, why not the Kriyat Morah? The answer is, I already made the Kriyat Morah when I ate the potato before, at the beginning of the thing. So the Haggadah is no, the Haggadah is no Hepseh. So maybe if it's no Hepseh, if it is no Hepseh, so maybe, so the Kriyat Samozeh, so the Birk Samoze will pater all the Achilles, will pater the Achilles Kapas also. So why do I have to meet for Achilles? Suppose you eat potato in the midst of the Sule. You have to see them in Koshis? No? They're going to bench. So that will cover all the Achilles. Here you need the Kapas, the potato, before you wash. But since the Abode is no upset, so even though you eat it before you wash, it's still considered as part and parcel of the Sunday, because there's no Hepsek. There is no Hepsek. So let's say, now, as you know, when you make Shabbos morn, if you make tradition for Shabbos and wine, so then, after the injuries, you say, Brocha has been charged, again, or the other. But when you come home and you make Kiddush and Bar, usually you make Kiddush and Bar, and you drink it, please, and then you wash. So, do you ever see that somebody should say, I'll get him on pre-agreement first and then wash? No, even though he drinks the wine before he washes, but since the Sude immediately powers the Kiddush, so melee, it's like part of the Sude, even though you drink the wine before you wash. So here too, if we say that the Agud is a Hepsek, so then the eating of the potato is not considered as part of this. So Mele, we cannot say I don't have to say it's very caution, some potato, because out in the world there's some potatoes, but there's some more to understand that this is a pre-sudiachi. But if it's no upset, then it's not a pre-sudiachi. Then it's considered like part of the sude, like the drinking of wine. When you make Kiddush on Shabbos, and then you immediately wash, and you make Kimitzi and pass. So you don't make Kalagetra or Kriagetra before you wash, you see, because it's like part of the sude. So here too. So it's very likely you don't have to say Kohach, even if you eat the Kazayas and potato of the Kalas. But maybe yes. Oh, there is a long time, you know, in the beginning, between the eating of the carpas and the beer samozen, you know. It's not like the drinking of wine, you know, of kiddush, then you immediately wash. Yeah, there is a long time. So in order to the ocean is something, so in order to have, in order not to involve yourself in something, the Rosh says that we should not eat kazayis. It's better not to eat kazayis.
Let's go over the Rosh inside. The Rosh doesn't spell it out explicitly, but this is what the Biragilo says in the name of the Rosh, actually the Mechava says. Is the Rosh is paragraph Chofei. Paragraph Chofei, at the bottom. Tanya, Ochlid Mayotso, Ochlid Mechaviotso, Ochlid Soviotso, Mechavato, 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 so Sheikh Kazayis in Achila the Prophet in Kazayis. So he says, now the Rosh is talking of someone who uses other Rosh's for Kavas, not Kazayis. So then, when he eats the Kavas, the Rosh's, at the beginning, the first he do, so he doesn't have to eat the Kazayis because there is no achilah. But the second people, he has to be kazayis, because there is ochel achilas more. So we see the chachamim or mechayev into eating achilah. So, sie müssen die Wortrache aus Neu, so ich hier kein Seins, die Nacht hier kommt es kein Seins, aber die Rocky, so ich hier ist, ein Karpas, ich im Wort habe ein Bild, die Adonne, die Aule, die Maskierung, die Aule, die Machile, in so ich mein kein Seins. All he says, that he doesn't do well. Then he does not know. Paragraph 14. Keep. Here he did not destroy the rocket. He bore a bracha here at the Adam of the Ocha. The Kimoto of Hazeres, he bore a bracha in Zimor of Ocha. The Kirish Hashbam, the insult the boy of here at the Adam of Ocha, it is a nifta of the Ocha Shepir Hanoma. So the Hashbam says the reason is why and the Hazeres, in the Dibu Shemi, he doesn't say here at the Adam of Ocha because he already said here at the Adam of Ocha on the Karpas. When you eat the potato. So, now he eats another yellow, chazeres, lettuce. He doesn't get to say what. The linear. So at first the horse says, linear. The asadaiti ba'agavite ba'ayere. It's the color. Damun likamol. Hanito yodo bitibu hishin. So she to yodo bitibu chen. Mishin da asadaiti ba'agavite ba'ayere. In other words, we wash before we eat the carpas. And then, before we eat the matzah, the more the matzah, so we wash again. So, but why do we have to wash again? We already washed once for the karpas because we do it in mashke. The answer is because he was the seer of us. Why he was saying the agoda and the halal. The first problem about how pure this is from Mitzrayim. So that means that the halal is a hefsek, that the agoda is a hefsek. If the agoda is a hefsek in respect to the Torah Shedayim, it should be a hefsek in respect to the Brach of the Kri Adomo. So how is Rashbam saying that the reason is why he doesn't have to say the Kri Adomo and the Hazeres in the Tibushemi is because he already said the Kri Adomo and the Karkas, but there was a hefsek intervening. Also, he says, Mashi, you brought him. So at first he said, Mashi, you brought him here, Kriya Domo, and Kareya. So it's not because of Rashbam's time. He mentions another time. Mashi, you brought him here, Kriya Domo, and Kareya. Hayy, and Yishun, Yersi, Al-Mati, Sumreli, Yochlu, Yichibo, Lohob, Mode, Racha, Matzo. Luka, Chave, Kibor, Mabu, Yisi, Hasude, Machmas, Hasude, Shintu, Nidrocho, Lohifnei, Lohilachaya, do you see the Kri Adomo when you eat the potato in the meal? For which you ask no, because it's born a boy machmas. But say, potato usually comes in the Sule. But Chazeres, say a horseradish, doesn't usually come in the Sule. But Pesach night, there is a mitzvah of matzah and bread in your look. So, in the Sule of Pesach night, it certainly comes in the Sule. So maybe don't require bracha in the same way as you don't say bracha in potato that you eat all year. You say chasude. That's the reason. Not because you already made the bracha here for Adam and the karpas in the Torah. So it's chilek and Rashba. Look at how to go and bring the chasude. Chasude, she is in bracha, you can lache. Take the Lord of Kor, you must listen to Paparas and Paz. You don't must listen to Shemagiali, Paparas and Paz. Behind the Chazeres, she did the Acharapaz. He told me because of the growth in the Acharapaz, what was the Paparas? So, he's massive in the Rashbam, but then he depends on Rashbam. The Nirei, the Koshan, if you're a Rashbam. The Rashbam, she thinks, is not difficult. The Nirei, the Agani, the Nirei, the Agani, the Agas, the Nikile, Hayim Shun, Dilmas, Adaite, the Nogad, the Nazlites, the Yotayim, Asconi, the Yosef. Aboi Nachile, Kidin Shekir, Bir, Priyadomai, Rokes, the Hazeres Lipon of Vitaigile, Akum Menu, Lab Nuaku, Vein Kamri, Sahadas, Vishin Mokin, she told the boy of Shah Harim, Shokor Hadle of Zakreses, so he's a refresh, Abo Tishis, Pau, Vishin Kimo, Nirsham is Hadare, Laves Hadas, Post Nokish Nishin Kimi, Abo Tishke, Abo Laves Hadas. So at first he's massing on the Rashbam, and then he defends the Rashbam Shite, so that the Ragilo understood that the Rosh himself. Maybe the Rashbam is right, maybe he's not right. So at first he says, no, the Rashbam is not necessarily right. in his explanation that the reason is why you don't say Be'er Pri Adomo Nid Hazares is because you already made Be'er Pri Adomo Nid Hazares. Because it's possible that Hagodah is absent. So maybe it couldn't happen. And he says, no. The Hashba might be right. The Hagodah is not there. But we see that Hagodah is absent with our Tosibayim. So the answer is in Tosibayim, why the Hashba shall empty for me? Because the Bible must come with him. The Bible must come with him. So that's the reason, but if you watch already your hands, so then you are careful, you know, not to touch something that is not clean. So Mele, you don't have to wash again. Even if you sit, even if you engage in Sude for 5 hours, you know, sometimes, you know, you wash your dwellings, and until you vanish, it takes 5 hours or 6 hours, so you don't wash again. Why? Because you're not missing a das from the Jerusalem. Hashem is here when you are absorbed in Agode, so as a result of his involvement in Agode, he might touch you with his hands, and then his hands will not be clean. So really it's considered a hadas in the Jerusalem. But regarding the Broche, the fact that he is missing us from the Chitzi is not important. As long as he is involved in that body, so it's no accident. So Mele, so the Rajbam is right. So that means the Rosh, so that the Rabbim understood that the Rosh is a soft. Why? Of course, that goes without saying. That you don't say Be'er Pri Adomo again when you need a mother. Mother says so. But the question is why? According to one time is because the Brocha of Be'er Pri Adomo and the Kalpas covers the mother too, and the other alternative is no, it doesn't cover. It is absent. But it doesn't require a Brocha because it's boring at least days at night. It's like boring and going Matmos Hashem. This is the shita of the Rosh. So the shita of the Rosh is number one. When you eat karpas, you don't have to eat it as ice. And then number two, it's better to eat less than as ice. Because if you eat it as ice, then you have a shortage. Maybe there is a hefset. If it's no hefset Agode, then you don't have to say Bochachem, because you're going to bench. But if it's hefset, so it's not considered like part of the Sude. So Mele, so what if you're going to bench? The bench will cover the Achilles of the Sude, but this is a pre-Sude Achilles. So Mele, it's better to eat less than a night. And this is how the Mechala passes. But the Shita Sarambam is the mechanical. The Shita Sarambam is just the reverse of the Rosh. He is in a hundred feet to hold up the Rosh. There has to be a chil in Kalpas. The Mechaba Pasch is like the Rosh. It's not necessary to have the Kazayis. And not only it's not necessary, the Mechaba says, you see in Topayim Gimel, Sibor, Nechil Yodot, Mitzelech, Pibur Bishin, ולבורך על המטילה בדיקח מהקרפס, פוחס וכזייס, ומתאבלי וחימת, פוחס וכזייס. דף כפוחס וכזייס. וואי פוחס וכזייס, so נתרגיל עשייס, הורושון, ולסביר, תמרפו כנקים לפליקת בפוחס ומברוך לכם. הורוש לא נספול את אב, but the מביר ספול את אב, the ראש. You can read it in the Rosh, but it doesn't spell it out. The Rosh only says, there are two times why you don't have to say Be'adomo and Hazeres and the Tibuchim and Achil Tibuchim. But anyway, that's how they understood the Rosh. The Rosh prefers that you should talk to me classically. All the Rosh says explicitly is, you don't have to eat the Kazais. But the Rosh doesn't say that you should eat after less than as ice, but that's how the Washington stood. Viva Kazais, Pochen Kazais, but Gilbe Chemex. But there are many who pass the way down above, not like the Chabera, that you have to eat Dachke Kazais. You have to eat Dachke Kazais, not okay. They are clean and holy in respect to the cow. Clean and holy. Clean and holy. One thing is, he eats less than the kazayis of the potential of the kalpas. And of course, he eats in the and one of the Jews, the same Jews, who eat that the kazayis, how much he did, and they make a wachach. They make a wachach. Why do they make a wachach? Yeah. Because they don't, they're not like the shite of the Hashbam, that the reason why you don't need Be'er Kriyadon on the Hazaras is because the Broch Be'er Kriyadon on the Karpas patterns the Achil of the Hazaras. And Haggadah is no Hetzik. If Haggadah is no Hetzik, then it's like part of the Surah, even though it's before you wash. So you don't need the Broch Rachel, in the same way as you don't need the Broch Rachel when you eat the paint in the middle of the Surah. So here it's before the washing, okay, but if that one is no exit, some may read, if that one is no exit, if that one is no exit, so then you don't have to make it for her. But there are some Jews who eat that cake as ice, and then after they eat as ice, they make it for her. They make it for her. For her. Why do we go to the Achim? Because it's not like eating potato. You don't go to the Achim because that's part of the Sude. So you bench and the Sude. But here, it's before the Sude, before the watch. And the Achim intervenes. So, and then there are many Jews who eat Dakti Kazais of the Karpas, but they don't go to the Achim. They don't go to the Achim. Why don't they make it for Chachine? Because, like the Sheet of the Rashbam, that the Haggadah is not yet. Anyway, the Mechaber passes that you eat for Chachine. But there are many Rishonim, and there are many Poskim who pass like the Rambam, that you have to eat Dachte. So if we say that the Karpas, you have to eat Dachte Kazayis, so then it's better. So in other words, so you can say that when you say Achilas Moreh, and the Achilas Moreh has two aspects. First, the Kiyuma Mitzvah of Matzah Shomrei Yochlim, all right, and the Rabbis, but the Rabbis and how the Nazir, there is no confessor. So it's the Rabbis, all right, but is the Mitzvah of Matzah Shomrei Yochlim, and then the Mitzvah of Kosher Omar, Kosher Borei Yochlim, so that means even if you need a Mora, but if you don't say Mora, they shall make a Shomor. So then there is the illusion, the Kima Mitzvah, of showing chayos, of showing chayos, of personalize, of demonstrating chayos, personalize. So Mele, when you eat the Morea, so you're behind the Mitzvah of Rachila, how much so then you grow, and also the mitzvah of personalize. When you eat matzah, you also have to kill the mitzvah of character for matzah and the mitzvah of personalize. and the mitzvah of Pesulim. So remember, I mentioned the name of my father with the Mordechai, that the reason as to why we say, I think Hoyo Bisanes, because the Pesulim is not just in the background of the town. The group is a team of mitzvah, because Pesulim, and maybe in Matzis, and Moria, there is also a team. There is a kiyum of Pesulim Nisei, and even more, where Zechal Shibut, what the uncanny mitzvah of Pesulim Nisei, of demonstrating Chayos, dafke by making Zechal Beshir Mishai, the Zohar to carry the Mishra of Mishai. So that means, according to the Amrish, that you have to eat dafke, because I, so that means that in the first Achim, there is also a difference. Not the Kiyumiyah mitzvah of Amatzis and Rehmi of Lu, but the Kiyumiyah mitzvah of Pesulimise, of the Zohar together the Lish of the Az Mitzrayim of Shoen Chayus, by making the Zecha and Shibut Mitzrayim, but according to Chakash, the Roshi, he don't have to be as Alex. So there is no mitzvah here, except then, it is more stubborn to say that you are not in kind, the mitzvah, that there is no common denominator between the achille of the devotion and the achille of the devotion. But problems like this, we could say, taste the seer, and the musician is Aramba, who says that this is still agreed with the sheet of the Rosh. Trouble is that the Chagah passes like Tzvis, not like Rambam, not like Rashbam, not like Chash, and he passes that according to Rambam's day, so that you have to say Achlas Moed before the tradition, but the when I don't count the mitzvah of Moreh, the Achil of the Moshe, and still you say Achlas Moreh, before the Achille of the Devotion. So he says, so basically says, Dumye the Shefer. Dumye the Shefer. So the question is, but by Shefer, so he's already Mikhaim and Mitzvah. And Mitzvah in the Kiyar is in Yushe. Kiyar is not Mikhaim anything, just the Kiyar is naked. The answer is, according to the Rambam Shite, so it's not just the Kiyar is naked. It's a Kiyar. Is the same kiyum of the Sunni said that is inherent in Achilas Moreh, of the Zohar together the use of the Eretz Mitzrayim, of demonstrating Chayos and being the past to the mess by making the Zecha to the Shiv Mitzrayim. And here, so it's the Sunni said, so Mele, it's one mitzvah. It's like Keshetai, but according. So you could say that Tzvis is like Rambam, but the Mechaba passes like Tzvis. The mitzvah of Moreh and Mekayim is a Nachile, not like the Rambam and the Rashbam and the Rashi, that is Mekayim the mitzvah of Moreh in the first evil, at the same time he passes like the Rosh, that he should eat Pochus because I is in Pochus. And we have to say that even the mitzvah does not require a kazayis, but it's still a kiyum of the sunnis, and it's less than a kazayis. So melee, the kiyum of the sunnis begins with the first thing. So that's why it's not the bochel at all. That's why he says, I thought I'd be coming to the Lord, but not because of the Shemu Yahamatse, and the Ellis, he comes to the Lord. But there is an aspect of mitzvah. With the first, what aspect of Pesulim Nisei, of demonstrating Chayos. And Chayos is inherent in the Tibushin and the Tibushin, because more too has a team of persons. The others have broken the pure of the Tibushin, the Tibushin, the Achashrochan, many Niat, the Tibushin. So the Russian Niat is more indicative, like the Shittas of Rosh. He doesn't have to be Kazayis. But even though he doesn't have to be Kazayis, but as far as Achlin is concerned, less than Kazayis is nothing. But as far as Kazayis is concerned, even less than Kazayis is something. Now, there is, I read several times in Shires, a certain person has a certain condition, and doctors tell him, cannot eat more, not on the whole spectrum, and go without food, but even less. But he can eat a little bit, less than a kazayis, that's good. But kazayis not. Not only the Chazim is Kazayis, even the Chaimo is Kazayis, he's not allowed to. So the question is, of course he cannot eat Kazayis, it's detrimental, it might be in balance of comments, of course balance. So he eats Matze, he doesn't eat more, but the doctor told him, can you eat the Kazayis? Can you eat the Kazayis? So of course he cannot eat it more than that. The question is whether there is any union to eat happy kazayis, happy kazayis, without the prophet. Oh, I mean, what's the purpose? As far as kapas is concerned, to eat potatoes and lettuce, but as far as meat of more area, so is there a union in eating without the prophet? Now, Achei do this called the Shire. Suppose someone can eat, let's say, if someone can eat, let's say, be in the Chotishio. So, just as we say Chotishio is Matthew, maybe there is a certain field in the Chotishio message. So there are some Achei Yushkas. But the Pashtus is, I heard it from my father, that he needs this. Chotishio is not. But in respect to Moraya, since Thesis emphasizes the Russian, Avogadri comes to Sporali, not to Tibushini, Achamate, Mielis Habrocha Shabir, the Tibushini, the Tibushini, Miachash or Halmen, the Act, the Tibushini. The expression the act tends to indicate why the Shikas are Rosh, that you don't have to eat Kazayis, because according to Shikas Rami, if they have ice, why do you call it Maat? Kazayis is like 10 days and like 100 days, why do you call it Maat? It's less than Kazayis. So that tends to indicate that the taste of Shikas is like Shikas Rosh, not like Shikas Rami. And he says, so you can say Achilas more. Of course, here you can even say the Boch, because ultimately you don't need Kazayis more. But it can be considered evil as Rasson, because he begins the Kiyama Mitzvah personally, saying that he will be at some melee. If he's a person, he's not allowed to be kind of Mitzvah Matzim. But the Mitzvah personally said, he can be kind. Tell the Shaila where the husband was not allowed to eat even a kind bush. But there is another person, Machlekes, the shame, what is the Shia Kazayis? Most shame say, Chotibetzu, person was allowed to do. So I said at the time, let his wife make the bracha lachas kashir about the morea, and he should be mechaber to be yetzer the bracha in case there is kazayis, and then we'll eat a little bit, and maybe there'll be kazayis also, according to the Rambam Shite, that he says that. Now, there is another difficulty that everybody raises in this Gemara. Now, here, the Shloki says, Zeisi Meres needs the Schuchas Kabbat. Kind way being killed in the world, Yochele, in the Priadom, Yochele. The question is this. Now there's a more important